Hi guys, this is Rain for Res Life. When facing doubt, it's best to turn to God's Word to find truth. One of my favorite verses is one that I actually first read on one of those cheesy Christian mugs. My grandma got it for me as a present, and I did kind of like it. It read, "Whatever," really big on the front. But when you turned it around, it had a verse that said, Philippians 4, 8 through 9, quote, "Finally, brothers and sisters, whatever is true, whatever is noble, whatever is right, whatever is pure, whatever is lovely, whatever is admirable, if anything is excellent or praiseworthy, think about such things. Whatever you have learned or received or heard from me or seen in me, put into practice, and the God of peace will be with you." End quote. That's a very different whatever attitude from what it usually means. The Good News translation reads to fill your minds with, quote, "things that are true, noble, right, pure, lovely, and honorable," end quote. Isn't that great? I just love what Paul says here. Oftentimes, when we find ourselves facing doubt, it's because we are just letting lies slip into our minds, and they begin to control what we do or believe. The scriptures tell us how to focus on the things that are true, noble, right, pure, lovely, and honorable. When we know those things, we can know truth and find the courage to keep the faith. This scripture also reminds us that our faith is an active faith. Paul tells us to learn from what he says and what he does. So we not only think about things that are true, noble, right, pure, lovely, and honorable, but we do things that are true, noble, right, pure, lovely, and honorable. It's amazing how just that little discipline can change a person's life. So if you're struggling with doubt, follow God's instruction and focus on the truth of His whatevers.